our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And
I'm not.
And Gully's here as our special guest person.
You should look and see how much room I have left on the internet for our podcasts.
Okay. I don't
go look right now.
Should I pause this or
No, you're good. This is live.
Where do we put our podcast?
It's a podbean.com.
Podbean.
You have like a link to it on the right side there. You got a bookmark.
Oh, that one.
You bookmarked
it. Just click on
it.
That button.
I'll walk you through it, don't worry.
That's not okay. It.
And then you're gonna click on your name on the upper right.
Over there.
Yeah.
Tech support.
And then you're gonna click close because we can't make $2,000 a month. See, our podcast people, they're like, you can make $2,000 a month. Did you do the thing I told you to do, or did you do a different thing?
I closed it.
No.
Okay. Click close.
Continue then. Jesus Christ. Click publish a podcast on the left side.
Why do you?
How's this so hard for you?
You have 100 and something megabits.
Oh, okay, well, we can go full speed this
time. We're just
going to
do
we'll
an episode and see if...
We'll do it short next week.
Okay, hey, everybody.
Right. Hey.
We're on a podcast, so we have a special guest, Gully.
Recurring guest.
Pykel.
They can't get rid of me.
recurring guest.
My name is Pykel.
We just watched the newest Rick and Morty.
Yeah, so I think every one of our podcasts, we're just going to talk about how we just watched Rick and Morty. Because
probably.
We watch it on Monday.
Well, it'll end at some point.
It will never end.
You don't think it'll end?
But it's the interdimensional cable part 2.
Did we have potatoes? Did you make potatoes?
I didn't make potatoes.
Oh.
You're supposed to make potatoes?
There was enough food without potatoes.
Okay. I just wondered.
Speaking of enough food, I got our snack.
You got a snack today?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I got it when I was at Target. You ready for it?
Oh. Yeah. Let's start out with a Canadian snack. Oh, it's all dressed chips.
Ruffles.
It's Canadian.
Yeah, it's Canadian.
It has a maple leaf on it.
Yeah, it's Canadian because they have that flavor in Canada. And then when I worked at Target, they're always like, "You guys have all dressed?" And we're like, "No, we don't know what the hell that is."
I don't know what's on it according to the front of this.
What does it look like?
Chili powder and barbecue sauce?
Salty,
and
savory,
oil?
And sweet. That's probably all correct. I don't know.
Do they just dump a bunch of stuff in a vat and just
maple
dip it?
Maple syrup, probably.
Maple syrup?
That's all they got.
They don't
in Canada.
Put maple syrup on. All right, we're going to open these up.
I've actually had these before in Canada. I don't remember what they tasted like at all.
It smells like potato chips. I'm going to eat one.
I'll also eat one. I expect them to taste kind of like barbecue potato chips.
No.
Yeah, that's probably what it's going to be like.
It's just a barbecue.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a barbecue chip.
I like tangy barbecue, though.
Yeah, not as barbecue-y.
But also sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
The aftertaste is sweet.
Thank you, Canada, for one good thing.
Thank you, Canada. Hey. You guys are assholes when you come down here. You're nice in Canada, though.
Don't be mean. What if we have Canadian listeners?
They're great while they're in Canada. Just don't come to the United States.
No, the good ones stay up there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's just when they come down here that it becomes an issue.
So, our special guest, Gully,
Canadians are bad people.
Has a thing he wants to do.
I want to keep talking about how bad Canadians are.
I think Canadians are lovely people.
We got plenty of time. I don't have that many.
Actually, Canadians, while they're in Canada, are worse.
You think so?
Didn't you ever see them
No, they're
drive?
Just bad drivers. They're, like, nice people. I have to go find my phone. This is important for some reason.
Everybody's just leaving.
Well, I found it.
No, I'm back.
Everybody's
found
leaving.
It. I found my phone. I found it. It was just over there. Oh, I missed practicing my Swedish and Spanish yesterday, and I missed a streak or whatever.
So big trouble.
Not any good. Not any good.
For shame.
Oh, that's too many numbers.
Well, then, yeah.
Whoa, that's a large one.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Greenwich owns a rugged cottage that is without power.
Mm-hmm.
There's a grandfather clock in it, which he frequently forgets to wind. One day when this happened, he went to Professor Quantum's to check the time. When Mr. Greenwich returned, the first thing he did was set his grandfather clock to the correct time. Since he does not have a TV, telephone, or radio, how could he set his clock without knowing the length of the trip to Professor Quantum's? I don't know either.
He's already there. I don't know.
Is it a watch?
It's a grandfather clock. I don't think he could bring it with him.
Can I see the question in case I missed something?
I don't think you missed anything.
Okay, the owner's a rugged Greenwich. Grandfather clock in which he frequently forgets to wind. One day.
He doesn't know the length of the trip? He must know the length of the trip.
Has he made the trip before?
He's just old and he's real smart. Is that an answer? You looking? Is it dumb?
It's dumb.
I said it. He has a wristwatch.
He has a wristwatch.
That's what it was? Oh, that's bullshit.
He set the time at Professor Quarum's with his watch. And then when he got home, he just set it again.
Oh, they just specified he didn't have a phone or a radio or whatever else.
Bullshit.
That's lame.
Tiny Rick.
That's bad.
Tiny Rick.
Bad. Let's try another one.
That's a lot. No, that's not bad.
No, this one's all right. Oh, someone's going to die. Sam Sham and his new bride, Samantha. Oh, Sam married Samantha. That's not awkward at all. Mm-hmm. We're racing down a country road toward the city. Suddenly, Sam's car began to sputter and cough and finally stalled. Realizing he was out of gas, Sam decided to go for help. Before leaving, he instructed Samantha to lock all four doors and keep the windows rolled up tight. Sam returned to the car to find his new bride dead and a stranger in the car. The windows and doors were still locked and closed and the car undamaged. How did Samantha die and who was the stranger? She died in childbirth.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
She died in childbirth.
You didn't even...
Yeah, I know. You gave us a chance to...
I'm sorry, I got it right away.
You're supposed to
Samantha
give us a
died
second.
Giving birth, a stranger in the car is the baby. You know what? I bet the baby's dead too.
Yeah, because it's just in a...
That's highly depressing.
That's dark.
Why are all these so long? My God, there's no like...
That's a short one.
That's a short one.
Oh, that's like, it's like a numbers one though.
All right, I think we've done that one. I'm over these. These Canadians. They're all dressed chips in their mind trap.
We have a Canadian episode. That's what you're going on right now.
What else?
Take
you
off,
got?
Eh? Maple syrup.
We can get beards. Some of their money that I guess is supposed to
they
smell
wear flannel.
Like maple syrup. That's a thing. I got a flannel shirt I could go get.
I'm over Canada. We're close enough to Canada.
Oh, we're so close to Canada. We're so close to Canada.
So I want to play this quiz game.
Yeah, Gully has some sort of thing that he's...
I kind of just mentioned it yesterday, and then your guys are like, let's do it tomorrow! So I'm like,
better have it prepared.
No, if you don't, that's all right. It's par for the course for our podcast to not be prepared for anything.
No, it's cool. I actually have a couple things. So I have a few questions about a specific topic, and then I have some this or that's.
Okay.
Because I like this or that's.
I like those too.
And I have three categories for that.
Okay.
So, how much do you guys think you know about Nintendo?
I don't know much at all about Nintendo.
Okay.
I know that Nintendo was founded in 1889.
I know Sega does what it don't.
What Nintendo don't.
So these are some interesting Nintendo facts that I made into questions that I thought would
be
fun.
Sure. I'm going to get them wrong. Let's go. I'm going to make up what answers.
So before video games, what did Nintendo make as a company?
I actually knew this one.
Is it like a... There's different answers.
I'm going to go with...
Choices?
Printers. Probably
toys.
I'm sticking with printers because that's
you're on the right track.
Toys, huh?
So what kind of toys?
I guess arcade games probably don't count.
Yeah, this was before they got into video games.
Before video games, like
they made board
games.
Wooden trucks.
No,
I don't know. What would they be good at? Those little
pachinko.
They actually made card games.
Card
oh,
games.
Really?
Okay. So, if you're a Club Nintendo, if you ever did Club Nintendo while they were still around, they actually canceled it this year, which really stinks. Hennefunda cards. I think I'm not pronouncing that correctly.
That's fine. I have no idea what they are. You can pronounce them however you want.
But they made these Hennefunda cards, right? Okay. And it was cool because they would bring them back every other year or so, like for the premium members. It's like, hey, you can get these cards. Those are the first things that usually goes out, basically.
Huh.
They also made something else that competed with a toy maker here in the U.S. that kind of flopped. What do you think that is?
So they made another toy that didn't survive.
So what did how did I write it? Hold on.
When was it? Give me the time frame and then I'll
I'm going to say, I got this. They made a hula hoop, but it was square. And everyone's like, this is bullshit.
They called it a squirrel hoop.
They called it a Cuba hoop.
This is before the video games, Jim.
They made roller skates, Pokemon. But instead of wheels, they were square.
I don't think you're on the right track.
They made what?
Roller skates. But they weren't
That's
round
just shoes.
They made a frisbee, but instead of round, it was square.
You got the square part right.
Yeah.
You have the square part right.
It's a square thing. They made
it's a square thing.
There's a lot of square. I gotta say, there's a lot of square things.
They made something called NMB blocks, which kind of was like Lego blocks.
Oh.
They really did, but the plastic was really cheap.
They made shitty Legos.
Yeah, they kind of made them like larger and rounder. Yeah, they Nobody basically made mega shit. Blocks, so they kind of got out of that
too.
All right, let's get into the video game era. So in the original Mario Brothers game, Luigi was colored green, right? So Brothers, yay, Luigi.
Yeah.
Why did they choose green?
Because it was the only other color
available. Yeah, there was probably nothing else left.
Because Mario is red and blue, and then there's like green and...
It's red and blue. How's he blue? When's Mario blue?
Yeah.
I thought he was like red and blue.
What?
Isn't that his colors?
I don't think
Isn't
that's...
Isn't blue on him?
No.
No.
Maybe later on.
Might have been for like contrast against a background somewhere, maybe...
To save on memory space, they used the green from the turtle shells.
Yeah, they just didn't make up a new green. They're just like, use that one.
That's exactly what they did.
Okay.
It's like, copy, paste, done. Because it was when making video games, you only had so much space.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like today when you could put in whatever.
You still run out of space if you're using a disc.
No, it doesn't matter, because I've tried to play Destiny, and then they wanted to download 1,000 things for it, so
it doesn't even matter
that I have a
day
disc.
One,
the
day
disc,
one
all the disc has on it says, download this.
Yeah. Like, we're going to put 82% of the content on the disc, and then make you download the rest of the first
time. I don't know if it was that much. It was probably 12% of the content, because it took me...
It's like my Rare collection game.
It's like as bad as day one DLC. Just put it in the game! If you have it already, just put it in the game.
They can't make money that way.
No.
Yes, they can. They make plenty of money.
No.
They can't make more money that way.
Yeah, that's dumb. Capitalism.
How about a Pokemon-related question?
I like Pokemon.
Which Pokemon game was never officially released in Japan?
Which one never went to Japan? I know which one didn't come here.
It originated here, actually. Like, they released it here in the U.S.
Probably Yellow.
Think of all of Pokemon.
Pokemon
Ranger. Probably like Ranger or like
not
the,
Ranger. That's actually a good guess though.
Like
that's
one of the like
Pokemon
like cave
Mystery Dungeon.
Ones or whatever. Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It's
Pokemon
on the 64.
Shuffle. Pokemon Snap.
No.
Oh man, Pokemon Snap's so good.
But Pokemon Snap is amazing.
Pokemon Stadium.
No, that was in Japan first. You guys are gonna be like, ugh.
I never owned a 64. I was a poor
Pokemon
kid.
Pokemon Coliseum. No, that was the 3DS.
Pokemon Puzzle League.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, they have
a puzzle game.
Yeah.
No, and that's Pokemon Shuffle, and that's a whole different thing. That's important. It's an important game to play.
It's not very good.
It's important.
This is the time where...
Marvel Puzzle Quest.
It's like worse Bejeweled.
It's pretty bad.
It is, but I keep playing it.
It's around the time that we really were into the anime, and Japan was like, oh, that old thing? So they were like, oh, let's make a puzzle game, but...
But they did put Pokemon Art Academy in America.
They did.
That's true. They did.
Yeah.
But I don't
You
have
never
it.
Bought it. You should have bought it.
I have the regular Art Academy.
You liked it, though. You played Art Academy.
I played it for like a day.
No, you played it for like a week at least.
Yeah, and I drew some things.
It's longer
things.
Than you play a lot of games.
I drew some things. I drew a wave.
You drew the hell out of a wave and like a flower or something.
I don't remember either.
I do remember the wave, though.
Yeah, I remember drawing that wave for a while.
Oh, there you go.
Important games.
What is the first Sega game to appear on Nintendo?
Mortal Kombat. I don't know if any of those things have been anywhere. It's probably a fucking PlayStation exclusive.
I remember
nothing.
The first time I saw a Sega logo on Nintendo.
I was
so
born
sad.
In 1989 and grew up poor. So
it was a Game Boy Advance game. That later was on the Sega Dreamcast.
Sonic. Never go to Nintendo.
Put Sonic on Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, they did. They had quite a bit of Sonic games in the Game Boy Advance.
They'll put Sonic on anything.
I'm mad. I'm
yeah,
mad
nowadays
that.
They will.
They will.
They really
don't care. They don't care at all.
Don't worry, I got some true and false questions.
I know they had, like,
so.
Fantasy Star, but that wasn't the first one.
It's a puzzle game.
Picross.
Columns?
No.
I like Picross.
Picross is awesome. I like Picross 3D as well.
There's a mobile version too, like for my phone really? Or the Kindle or something.
I don't know the answer.
Free to play.
It's a Choo Choo Rocket.
What Never. The fuck is that?
You guys haven't heard Choo Choo Rocket?
No, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're okay, way here's... bigger nerd than me.
I don't think
are,
no, really? I really haven't got any of these correct yet.
Okay, true false questions.
I think maybe you just know Nintendo better than we do.
The disc stats are fun and the true false are coming out. So it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
All right. Luigi's okay, true or false. Luigi's first appearance was in the game Mario Brothers. Not Super Mario Brothers, just Mario Brothers.
Is that a thing? I don't even think that's a thing.
But
Mario Brothers?
Yeah. That was the one when they're on the, they jump.
Jump. That you've just described
he
every
wasn't in Donkey
Mario
Kong.
Game.
He was just Jumpman.
Did you ever play Mario 3?
Have it somewhere.
You, the first player, second player, and then versus mode? Remember
yeah,
versus
yeah,
mode?
Yeah, yeah.
That was Mario Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I ever played the versus mode.
They originally made it.
I'm real bad at everything. So true then.
True?
Okay. Sure. Are you voting true or false?
True.
False.
All right.
It was a Game & Watch game.
I forgot the Game & Watch.
They were in a bottling plant. Like,
what?
Stuff. Yeah, I didn't know that too. I got that wrong.
That's silly.
We still have zero.
True or false? Final Fantasy VII was intended for release on the SNES and Nintendo 64.
Oh, no. That couldn't work.
I'm going true. Defy you.
No.
Because I don't know.
Unless it was a different game entirely, because there's no way that would work.
Why wouldn't it work?
Because it's in too graphics intensive. That couldn't work on N64 or Super Nintendo. Couldn't. Unless, I mean, because if you look at the difference between Final Fantasy VI
and
Final Fantasy VII
looks like. Yeah. Like, it could be, I've seen like 1 and 13. So somewhere in the middle there, which means it's totally, I'll believe it. Yeah, true.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah, totally true. Chrono Trigger, among other titles, pulled the game back into the new, into basically the development of Chrono Trigger and a bunch of other games at the time.
Awesome games.
Pushed back Final Fantasy VII to the point where the new consoles are starting to come out. So they actually have had some, not in-game, but like art kind of thing for it, like in place. But the creator was basically wanting the extra storage so they can make the cutscenes and everything. So they went with a bold move to go to Sony. Which ended up paying off for Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go.
I always wondered when they made that jump.
Holly with the first point.
I was right. Ha!
These are
I got
trick
one
questions.
Right.
They're trick questions.
I love,
no, it wasn't
that's
a trick. That was
fun.
Easy.
It's a trick.
It was easy. 50-50.
Yeah.
True or false? The original name for the GameCube was the Dolphin.
False. I mean, true.
Probably,
I'm going to say true because I
don't
know.
Probably true because that sounds ridiculous. And, like, Nintendo is way about the ridiculous shit. Man, remember when it was supposed to be the Revolution and that was going to be great? And then they're like, no, Wii! And we're like, what?
Well, you got my second. That was the next question, so.
The same thing as, like the iPad. We're all like, oh, iTablet, because that sounds better. And they're like, no, pad. And we're like,
It works for me.
I think they did it because it's one syllable.
Yeah, iPen. Yeah.
iPen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did the Wii. They named it Wii because, A, two reasons. For the controllers, the two controllers.
It's the noise that you make when you're having fun.
Well, three reasons. It's the two controllers, right?
Uh-huh.
It's being able to play with someone.
With you and
uh-huh.
some other people.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And the other one is it's very easily translated.
And it's the noise you make when you're having fun.
Whee!
as far as the Dolphin goes, Project Dolphin, true.
Yeah! Oh, it's a project code name.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of those come and go.
No.
They're usually not related at all to the final name.
DBs.
oh, here's a good one. Nintendo owns the Seattle Mariners baseball team.
Sure. Yes.
Sure.
They do.
They
that
totally
I actually
do.
Knew.
Yeah. 20 plus years.
Because someone complained because they're like, someone on the internet was like, maybe if Nintendo bombs, they'll sell the Mariners and they can have a winning season. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. But I thought maybe they won all the time.
Japan likes baseball.
They do.
They do like baseball.
Oh my god, they do.
Baseball.
Yeah, I'm actually
yeah.
watching a baseball anime.
Right we have now. This thing where we're like, oh, let's do all the world championship stuff. It's only the United States.
And
world
Canada.
Series.
And
world
Canada.
Series.
And Canada.
It's us and then, like, Toronto.
And Canada.
The majority of the people are all
I know, they're all from other countries.
Yeah, that's the funny
thing. They're all from, like, players. Cuba
there are a
or
ton of Cuban
Japan.
And Japan, yeah. Japanese, and yeah, there really
Because Americans want to play football instead.
Yeah.
The foosball.
I don't get football.
I can do baseball. I actually enjoy watching baseball.
I understand the appeal of it, like all the stats and stuff like that. So like you can be like a stat
like,
nerd about
they
sports.
They move for like 4 seconds at a time.
And then they stop.
And then they stop
run,
for like a minute or
And then
two.
They stop and then they talk about
and then
it.
Then they all get in line and they look at each other.
And then they,
and
run,
they
in,
run towards each other.
But there's one guy who's got like a ball and he has to like try and
sneak
it through.
He has to get rid of the ball.
He has to sneak it through. Or, like, give it to somebody else so they go, and then they're like, oh, where's the guy with the ball?
And you got 4 tries to move 30 feet.
Yeah. And they all run into each other.
And they all run into each other and sustain permanent brain damage.
I can listen to you guys,
like,
talk about sports all day.
No, like, they do. They just did a study. Now, it's kind of biased.
No,
it's a real thing. So they just did a study, and it's kind of biased because they did this test for like a condition, it's like a brain damage condition, but they can only test for it after your death. So they tested like, I think it was 94 or something football players for it, like their brains after they died, and like 91 of them had it.
Yep. It was, 89.
I think that's what makes them be like bankrupt after they stop playing football.
Well, that and a lot of them come from backgrounds where they're not used to having money, and then they all of a sudden have money, have no idea what to do with it, and no one tells them.
Spend it all.
No one helps them out.
Buy Cristal champagne.
That's why if you're going to play a sport or football, you'd be a kicker.
Yeah, Chris Cluey, dude. He's got it unlocked.
Yeah, he's like, I'm good.
He figured it out.
He's like, I could just go play Magic now.
Guy's not his name. Janikowski. I actually met the guy. Mm-hmm. Big house, big stuff.
Yeah.
He showed me his safe room. I was like, what? Because he just had it built.
He owns a game store.
Because,
why wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah, you would. Because, why wouldn't you?
Well, I know, like, some of the professional Magic players, that what they do is they play poker to make money.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
David Williams, he won, like, the World Series of poker.
Yeah.
He's a millionaire from poker, but he just wants to play Magic.
He just wants to win. I don't blame him.
I want to be a millionaire.
Then
but
we gotta start
play
playing
poker.
There you go.
Poker.
He's gotta be good at it.
I'm okay.
I'm not good at it. I don't even know how to play.
I won once.
26. I haven't figured out how to play poker yet.
My first PS3 I got.
There's something about a river. I know that. Somebody flops over or something like that.
Yeah, there's some magic cards involved.
You should play Night of the Inventory. That the get you into poker.
That's I don't know
funny.
What that is. But
it's
it's
poker, but it's on Steam.
Is there one that you could play against Strong Bad?
Yeah, it's against Strong Bad.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They also have a second one where you play against Ash. What's his name from Venture Brothers?
Venture Brothers. I like that game. Show. That's the show.
Yeah.
that show got dark.
I had a long day.
Sam and Max. You play against Max, I think, on that one. Or Sam.
I don't know who Sam or Max are.
Dog and a Rabbit solving crimes.
I know who
cool.
that is. Yeah. I've never seen it, but I know about it.
And Claptrap from Borderlands.
Claptrap!
Claptrap!
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Claptrap.
Oh, and GLaDOS steals all the cards. That's pretty cool.
Alright.
Rubits? Where was I? Oh!
I don't know.
So you know what Game Freak is?
Yeah.
They make Pokemon.
Yeah.
So true or
false?
They
got like a fish logo.
They do actually.
Well, I don't know what the hell it is.
I don't know.
I guess either. I just always thought it was a sideways fish, but I don't think that's
what
it is.
It's a Magikarp.
It's a Magikarp.
I'm gonna Google it so I can see the logo.
Well, there's a question about this.
Well,
no, that's
fine.
I'm just gonna Google Game Freak logo.
True or false? Pokemon is Game Freak's bust out title or like first title.
Mm.
I don't think it's their first title because they probably did some stuff before that. But I don't know what the first
bonus point. Is. Yeah, bonus point if you know. Okay, so it's
so
it's false.
Yeah, it's not true.
So
that,
what?
That seems like
it's an NES game.
Dude, I swear to you, it's a fish, but I don't know what it actually is.
It's
what
like,
is it?
It's like a portal.
Let me see if their Wikipedia.
It's like a standing fish.
Is it a game that I know?
It's on the Nintendo.
But is it a game that I know?
It's on the Nintendo, and it the name is known. Yes.
Okay.
It's a puzzle game. If that helps.
What's that one? You like that one game.
Dr. Mario.
It's not Dr. Mario.
Tetris.
Oh, that's cute.
It's not Tetris. Game Freak didn't make Tetris.
No. That was Russia.
Yeah,
that was
some Russia.
Russia made Tetris and Nintendo stole it.
Yeah, it's totally true.
Tengen.
It's still one of the top, like, 5 Nintendo games in my book.
I don't know.
We don't know the
Yoshi.
Yoshi, a Nintendo game?
Yep.
Is it a puzzle game? A
puzzle game.
What
Yoshi.
Is Yoshi? I need to
Yoshi
it.
Cookie?
Not Yoshi Cookie. Yoshi Cookie came next, but Yoshi was the first one. Yeah, I'm just, that's, yeah. I'll bring it over sometime.
I know who Yoshi is.
It's a puzzle game developed by Game Freak and published by Nintendo in 1991.
That was the start, right there.
You have to clear some monsters on the on-screen field.
Pocket monsters?
No, dude, it's like vertical Tetris.
It's vertical, yeah, and it's with Mario creatures.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Like yeah, alright. So that's alright. I see
Mario's.
It. Get it? Couldn't figure out what the logo is. The internet doesn't even know.
Last true or false. In order to get parents into buying the original Nintendo console due to the unpopular video game era, Nintendo created Rob the Robot to go along with the console.
For the parents?
No, I don't believe that.
To get the parents to buy the console, they made Rob the Robot as a toy.
I'm going to say false. I'm going to say his name's like...
No, it's Rob the Robot.
Okay.
I know Rob the Robot.
Oh, that's a real thing?
They had Gyromite and Gumshoe. No, yeah, was it Gumshoe? Yeah.
Gyromite.
Well, then
Gyromite
I'm going to say
and...
true.
No,
I'm going to say true.
No, Gumshoe is the shooting one.
I don't know what any of that means.
There's another game.
Another language.
There's
it's
another
not
game
Spanish,
that uses the robot.
I understand Spanish.
There was the game Gyromite, because like the robot would like pick up
you're
a little
gyro.
Disc and set it on the other button, and then little pipes would go up and down.
Oh.
My friend had one, but I don't remember the
that
other
That sounds
game.
Like,
It was,
What was that one there? Was like, Loader
it's,
Larry.
It's true.
That's what I was thinking of.
By the way.
What is?
It's true.
The people... Rob the Robot sucked.
That's
Bobby,
the only reason
Bobby
they
the
made
robot.
Rob the Robot. Yeah, that's the only reason. Well, you have to remember. So Nintendo was made the Nintendo console, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is right after the Atari, like, blowout. So they're kind of like, really? We're doing video games again?
Mm-hmm.
So to get people to buy it, they made this awesome interactive toy.
I just wanted to play Mario.
Well,
that's where I got
everyone
it.
Did.
Yeah.
So.
And Zelda?
I didn't get one until college. I drove like 40 miles to go get an old
I didn't get one until I was 8 years old.
Oh, how terrible for you.
My mom was a gamer,
you must have really suffered. My mom was poor.
Well, my brother
got a,
shared it.
I got a Game Boy Color from my uncle. No, yeah, Color. Which one was it? Yeah, it was green. I got it from my uncle in like 6th grade?
Hmm.
5th or 6th grade? And then I got a PS2 in high school. That
yeah.
was my gaming experience.
Yeah.
Well, we had a computer. I played a Barbie game on there. And Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Are you a Barbie girl
no.
in the Barbie world?
But I do want to play that Barbie lice game.
Barbie lice
game?
Yeah.
Oh my.
There's a Barbie, like, has lice
Why don't you
game.
Play the Kardashians game?
No, I'm not into
Somebody
that.
Somebody was saying they were way into
in
that.
That. Yeah, it's like it's a big thing. It's like one of the biggest games going right now.
Really?
It's like the Kim Kardashian game.
Oh, good lord, no.
No, it is.
Oh,
it has been for a while.
On.
It's like...
People also watch all kinds of crazy shit on Twitch that isn't Magic.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I don't
know. Let's watch this other game no one's ever heard of.
I play games on Twitch. People watch me.
See?
That's dumb.
Well, screw you guys.
Well,
I don't know.
You're allowed to do it, but it's dumb.
What do you play on Twitch? Why don't you tell everybody?
Rock on the Bunny. Did you realize that that's what you were doing?
That's fine. He's fine.
You didn't write on the bunny, you just wrote behind the bunny.
Uh-huh. I wrote our... We didn't do a paid advertisement
safe.
Yet.
I know, I was just going
to
say we should take a
yeah,
break
I was about
for our
to
paid
say.
Advertisement.
All right, let's
All right, it. Thank you for allowing us to have sponsors, as always.
We appreciate your, whatever you call it. All right, y'all. Y'all got to get some aglets.
Y'all got to get them. Get up in there.
You need aglets, they're important.
Can you even imagine your life without aglets?
You don't even... You can't live without them, because bad things happen.
Like... Have you ever even tried?
Yeah.
It's the literal worst.
I mean, like, little kids can get away with it because they got a different
No, dude, that's
on.
Worse. It's worse if they do it.
No, because
then they'd be tripping.
There's Velcro.
Because they'd be tripping. Get it? Because they'd be tripping.
Because aglets.
Aglets, though.
You get it?
Like, you can buy them.
Yeah,
I
mean, they usually come attached.
You probably, like, if you want to just buy them, you probably got to get them on the internet. You can use tape, though.
Yeah.
Make your own aglets.
Yeah.
No, we're selling aglets.
No,
don't. Don't make your own aglets.
Go buy them. They're
buy
only 1,000.
1,000 for one. 1,000 to 7 to 1.
You can buy them.
Anywhere around 1,000 of them.
You
buy an aglet.
Buy aglets.
All right, we're back. Thank you again for allowing us to have... paid advertisements. Adam's trying to eat near the microphone because he thinks that would be a good idea.
What?
Because our listeners want to hear you.
I'm eating my Canada chips.
You are eating Canada chips.
They taste like Canada.
I was thinking about having a soda today, and I didn't do it.
I had one yesterday.
I know.
It's a new week, though, right?
I had a long, hard day at work.
It's a new week, right?
Yesterday was a new week.
Oh, so Sunday to Saturday. Oops. That's too bad for you.
I just restart my week. Like, my week start on Tuesdays now. It's just every day.
No, Monday's the beginning of the week.
No, Sunday.
Because Sunday is the end of the week.
Sunday is the beginning of the week. I'm sorry.
They call it a weekend.
Every calendar in the whole world, okay, at least the United States, Sunday to Saturday. When do you ever see it any other way?
So does a brat count as a sandwich?
No. It's a brat. It's along the same line as a hot dog. Mm-hmm. It has its own name.
Mm-hmm. It tastes so much
better,
though.
It's not a sandwich.
Though.
It does taste better. It's different, but it's good.
I got the real brats, too.
All right, so we took our paid advertising break. Gully, you said you had some this or that's for us?
I have this or that's.
All right.
I call them this or that's.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Oh, because that's like your internet name.
Yeah, Gully is this.
Because what?
Yeah.
What?
This is my internet name.
Oh, yeah.
Internet.
Gully this.
Wisconsin White Brat. They have brat buns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
you went to Hugo's, didn't you?
No, I went to Target.
You went to Target? Oh, these ain't, doesn't even want to open. What the fuck?
You're doing, you're opening from the wrong end.
I'm opening from the side.
Butthole ice cream.
Butthole ice cream. All right, so.
I'm pretty horny, though, for real.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
It's okay.
The first one's going to be, it's going to either be a World War II operation.
Oh, Jesus.
Or an energy drink.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
This is going to be so much harder than I think it is.
All right.
Because these always are. Go for
thunder
it.
Thunder muscle.
What do we got?
Red Thunder.
World War II.
No, that's an energy drink.
That's an energy drink.
Yeah!
One for Adam.
That's 200 points.
200 fake points. Oh, I got 71 internet points, fake internet points today. For my Pikachu fingernails.
Cool.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any recently.
Oh, well.
Because I haven't been posting.
That's your own fault.
Uh-huh.
I'm young, Rick.
I don't have any fingernails.
Yeah, you do.
Should I just...
They got 10 of them, dude.
They're right. Just not long,
right,
but you have them.
Painted.
I could paint them.
No, I'm cool.
I can take care of that.
I'm about square.
All right. Number two.
Overload. Overlord.
Overlord. World War II. I don't think that's an energy drink.
Yeah, I'll go World War II.
World War II.
Yeah.
Full Throttle.
Energy drink.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Battle Axe.
World War II.
Energy drink.
World War II.
Fuck!
Torch.
World War II.
World War II.
World War II. Piranha.
Energy drink.
Yeah.
Energy drink. Amp.
Energy drink.
Yeah, that was an easy one. Okay. Cool.
I got them all correct.
I've had that energy drink before.
Yeah, you did. You got 7. You got 5.
I don't think I've ever had Full Throttle.
I've seen it.
It's all right.
I've seen a lot of them.
There's one that's just, it's like coffee flavored. At that point, just drink coffee.
The double shot espresso from Starbucks?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's an energy drink that's like coffee flavored. It's like a Monster, but it's in a brown jar.
No, they have Starbucks that's like in a can.
No, I know. But no, this one's like, it's like energy drink, like carbonated soda.
The other thing I don't understand is those Starbucks, like, quote-unquote frappuccinos that they sell in the glass bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's nothing like a frappuccino.
No, nothing at all.
Because those are frozen, and this
milky,
isn't frozen.
Milky,
this is like
coffee flavor.
It's a lot of milk and sugar is what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a room temperature, like, shelf-stable latte, I guess.
We get it cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Iced latte.
Speaking of coffee.
Ooh!
Okay.
How are you tying this in? What is it?
Endangered animal.
Okay.
Or a Starbucks coffee.
Okay. Oh, I got this. I went to Starbucks. We're good.
Holly's got this.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We'll
Costa see. Rica, Terra Zoo.
Starbucks.
I'm going with whatever she says.
Starbucks. Sonoran Proghorn.
That's an animal.
That's an animal.
Yep. Ethiopia Limu.
What was the last word?
Limu?
Ethiopia Limu.
How do you spell it?
Limu.
I think that's it.
I think it's an animal.
Is it?
Maybe I don't have this as much as I thought I had this.
I don't know what a limu is.
I'm going with the animal.
Okay.
Starbucks coffee.
Starbucks coffee.
You're supposed to have my back, Holly.
We didn't serve a lot of them because we were the one in Target. I thought it was going to be like drinks, not like the coffee flavors. We only had like 4 of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Okay.
They'd give us like 1 blonde and 1 dark and then...
You weren't like, a real Starbucks. You were a Target
Yeah,
Starbucks.
We were a Target Starbucks.
She wasn't even allowed to have tips.
We weren't allowed to be tipped.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it was terrible.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh. Turkish red damsel.
I'm gonna say animal.
Okay. I'll just.
Oh, okay. Endangered animal.
Yeah, I don't think Turkey has much for coffee. Yeah.
They have Turkish coffee.
You got good sandwiches.
Turkish sandwiches?
Mmm. Turkish sandwiches.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Mexico chipas.
Chipas?
Animal.
Chiapas. Chiapas? Chiapas?
I'm still saying animal.
That's a Starbucks coffee.
It's a Starbucks coffee.
Ah! I didn't even work there.
Decaf Sumatra.
That's a Starbucks coffee.
Oh.
I don't know.
Australian Grayling.
Animal.
Grayling, huh?
Yeah. Don't think Australia's known for their coffee either.
They guys have desert.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll say it's an animal.
Animal.
Coffee's kind of a rainforesty sort of thing.
Yeah.
6 out of 7.
Like Sumatra.
All right.
Yeah. Sumatra bad. Rat monkey.
What? Sumatra rat monkey?
He's got the bite. Singaya.
And then I got... Oh, did you have him? Oh, there he is.
Fernando! And then your mother ate my dog!
I was going to make more this or that, but you guys are doing pretty good, actually.
Yeah, there we go. Because I don't know how to alphabet.
Oh, yeah. Undead Alive. That's right.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's your best movie.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's almost the best Peter Jackson movie.
It's really good.
Almost. I mean,
what do you think's better?
Like, Two Towers.
Really?
The Lord of the Rings.
Not
I would say Dead Alive is better. I
kick ass for the Lord.
Oh, this is a funny one. So it's either going to be part of a tuxedo.
Oh.
Or a penguin. Species of penguin.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Okay. 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 Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Chin strap.
Penguin.
Penguin. Cummerbund.
Tuxedo.
Yep. Macaroni.
Penguin.
Tuxedo.
Penguin.
Penguin.
Oh, Holly's up.
Penguin.
One.
Tuxedo.
Macaroni penguin. Sounds delicious.
Button.
That's right, penguin.
Both.
I wish I could do both.
Can you say both?
It's not both.
Oh.
Tuxedo.
I mean, I know the tuxedo has a button.
Do they have buttons?
Yeah. Like, at least to keep your pants together.
No, that's like
I love these. These are my favorite ones.
I'm going to say it's a tuxedo.
No, because they don't like, but they button in the front sometimes, too.
Okay.
Just the single one.
Okay.
Tuxedo.
Tuxedo. Wing collar.
Why did we just debate about buttons?
I know. Out of all the things
to debate about, we're like, I don't know, button? Maybe
Is a penguin a sandwich?
And the right eyes.
Only if it's between two pieces of bread.
Wing collar.
Tuxedo.
Tuxedo.
Yep. Snares.
Tuxedo.
Penguin.
Penguin.
Okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. It's even.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what part of the tuxedo I thought the snare was.
And a Gentoo.
Hmm?
Gentoo. Gentoo.
That's probably part of the fucking tuxedo.
Penguin.
It's probably like the little clasp behind your neck somewhere or something.
Penguin.
Oh.
Mm. I love this or that's.
Who has two thumbs and is awesome? This guy.
So we don't have any Shopkins anymore.
Oh, what?
I opened them all.
You have a magic
pack? I did them all in the last episode.
I have a magic pack.
You bought a pack of magic cards?
But sure did. When I was at the game store this week, I bought some shitty clearance blind bag Pokemon figurines. Some
okay.
of them those. Assuming I can find them.
It's in the car. Golly. That's all right. We're going to open some shitty Pokemons.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Oh, $2.
I literally did bring a pack for today, though. I'm kind of sad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about fingernail polish, too.
What else is in my bag?
My life is so exciting. Fingernail polish. And glitter.
That's mine.
Is it yours? All right. So I got this bag. It's clearly been around a while because people have just been like feeling it for a long time because like the plastic's all poked through.
We bought it at Rock 30. What time is it? It's Rock 30.
It's time for fun.
Boo.
That's what it says. So it's time for fun.
It's so terrible.
I'm sorry, Rock 30. You have the dumbest name for a game store.
Rhino
Video Games?
I don't know that one. That's but at least there's video games in the title.
That's true. I actually used to work for them.
Rock30games.com. It's for fun.
It's Rock 30.
Oh, I'm gonna
why isn't it Video Game 30?
With a staple here.
It sounds like a 30-minute segment on a radio show.
I always confuse it with
our first Pokemon. Rock. I'm gonna describe it to you. All right, I don't even know if these are gonna be color correct because they're
bad.
Not usually.
You could probably throw them away.
I'm probably gonna throw them away. He's yellow.
What number is it?
I don't even know what this Pokemon is.
From 1 to 678.
Well, we know it's not Pikachu.
I don't know what this Pokemon is, so it's not one of the first 150.
Haxorus.
I don't even know if you're going to be right. I'm going to describe him, and if anything pops out to you, you let me know. He's Pikachu. Yellow. He's got, like, a long neck with some spiky bits on it. His face, he's got, like, these big red things on either side. It looks like crescent moons on either side. He's big.
Is it a monkey?
Oh, it's a psychic Pokemon.
I don't know. He's got something printed on him in Chinese.
Is it big eyes like this? Like bug eyes? No.
No, it's... Because it was... I don't know if this is even a Pokemon. This might be like a Digimon.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
No, if it was a Digimon... No.
It's Haxorus. I told you.
It's Haxorus.
Yeah, I told you. I wouldn't know if you were right.
I would have known if it's a Digimon or not.
How would I get that it was Haxorus?
You had 600 to choose from.
But I just said Haxorus.
All right.
What was the other clue before that?
Oh, I know this one. The other clue before what?
I don't know. I just said Haxorus.
I got one I know. This one's a bird. Yellow. Orange-tipped everything.
Yoo-hoo?
Nope. Yellow, orange-tipped everything. Although this one kind of looks like a chicken.
Pidgey?
No. He's yellow with orange-tipped everything.
And he's a bird.
Zapdos. Like a flying one.
I was about to say.
Not the orange-tipped bit so much on a Zapdos.
Moltres?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Moltres. It's a real shitty one.
Right. Oh.
I paid not very much for these.
Okay, that's
good.
They're
the same color.
That does not look like Moltres.
No, it doesn't at all. It looks like a rubber chicken.
It looks like a rubber chicken.
I know this one, too.
What is this one?
It's purple, got a big mouth.
Jigglypuff.
Weirdo eyes, and it looks like a pile of mud.
Grimer.
Muck. It's Grimer. Muck would have had a
hand. Yeah, it had a hand up.
Alright.
He already said Grimer, so I had to say Muck.
Uh-huh.
Alright, we got them.
Alright.
All the Pokemons.
Actually, I kind of like them.
They're cute. I like my Haxorus that I accidentally guessed out of all the Pokemon.
That should be your character for D&D on Sunday.
Oh my god!
Why not Haxorus?
No, it's gotta be Haxorus because you get those weird things coming up off your shoulders.
Oh yeah, because of your...
Oh, we'll do a quick D&D update. Nobody died.
Nobody died.
Because we only fought one.
My character's gay. And your character's gay. We learned that about your character. All right, well, we have to wrap things up because it's getting a lot of time on here.
We didn't even do top three.
Top three Pokemon. We probably did that one before.
I was here for that.
Top three cereals. You gotta buzz through this quick.
Grape nuts.
I'm gonna go number three, Lucky Charms.
Raisin Bran.
Okay.
Cocoa Pebbles.
I just really like a plain Cheerio.
There you go.
Yeah.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Mm-hmm. More Cocoa Pebbles.
More Cocoa Pebbles! I don't think that counts!
Okay, Cocoa,
Fruity Pebbles?
No, I like Cocoa
Puffs.
Pebbles better. I like
Cocoa Puffs
Pebbles
in your
better.
Mouth.
I'm trying to think of something I like less than Cocoa Pebbles. Or like more than Cocoa Pebbles, but it's not coming to me.
Mm.
Oh, Peanut Butter Crunch.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you like that one? Yeah.
Not Cap'n Crunch, because that shit rips your face apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does, it's true. Count Chocula, which is just Lucky Charms that's chocolate.
Chocolate Lucky Charms.
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles, so gross. Yeah.
No,
I don't like the fruity flavor in anything.
It makes you have purple milk.
Fruit Loops are gross too. Turn off the fucking thing.
Okay.
Turn it off.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're done, bitches.
I'm out.
We're out.
Okay. Bye.
Tiny Rick.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the pod.